This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Jamie, you do a really great job at building, motivating, and selecting your teams. What are some key things that you've done to help empower your people to help run and help your companies thrive?
One of the biggest things that I've learned is that I need to make sure that when I'm focusing on a new opportunity, that I focus on that new opportunity and don't move on to another until that the systems are in place for that existing opportunity. That being said, I don't know what it is, but if I see something in the market, like I really like doing websites, but there's a lot of websites companies out there. And so I tried to feel a need in the world of big business, because right now the number one expense in business is administrative cost. That's the number one expense. And I found this out through research, and I found out that it's really expensive. Not only to hire people, the average cost to hire people is about $4,900 in the US. It takes about $4,900 to hire someone. So if you lose that person, you're gonna be in big trouble. So I look at something, and the reason I'm being specific into this niche is to kind of give you an idea and perspective on how I would go about choosing my partners or the staff. So what I do is I'll identify that, and that's a pain point. Like, people don't like that. But then if you turn around, instead of saying, hey, you know, it's not about what you save, how much is one more client worth to you? Or how much is one more, you know, widget worth to you? If we could bring on one more, you know, how much is that lifetime value? You know, something like that, whatever it may be. And then instead of going in cold into that industry, whatever it may be, meet people within the industry and be introduced to them by other influencers like yourself, right? You, I would consider an influencer. Whether or not you admit it, you're pretty flippin' amazing and smart, and a lot of people look up to you because you do what you say you're gonna do, and you do it really, really well. And so I would look to other influencers that have a good reputation, that have established an authority in that given niche, and work with them. And then what the cool thing is a lot of times I get bogged down in the details, the minutiae, the marketing, wherein if I now am fortunate enough to be in a position to where I've established systems and workflows, so I can bring the infrastructure and the relationships that I've built over time and partner up with somebody that kills it in marketing and has great authority and really enjoys that aspect. That to me is a really good relationship. So that way,
to hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.